welcome to the Railways Roundup in today's papers. Network Rail has criticised the plain stupidity of a pair of newlyweds who decided to get their post-ceremony photographs taken on a set of live tracks. The article featured in The Times says the bride and groom posed near Whitby, renewing fears that social media is behind a surge in people trespassing on the railways. Between June and last month, people illegally went on lines 5,100 times, according to figures from Network Rail. Last month, 1,239 cases were recorded alone, the worst September in 5 years. Bombardier Transportation has announced that it has signed a 3-year extension to its train services agreement with Arriva Cross Country, the option of a further extension of up to 1 year. Under the new £248 million contract, Bombardier will continue to maintain overall service and clean a fleet of 39 Class 220 Voyagers and 24 Class 221 Super Voyagers. Serco has appointed Catherine Darbandi as the new Managing Director for the Caledonian Sleeper Service. Catherine will take up a new role in January 2021. Catherine has extensive experience in the travel and tourism industry and has previously held senior roles at US Group Travel Leaders Thomas Cook and TUI. Finally, HS2 has revealed the latest designs for the Edcot and Lower Thorpe viaducts as the high-speed rail project begins a 4-week online engagement event for communities in Northamptonshire. Set low into the landscape, the 515-metre-long Edcot viaduct will carry the railway across the floodplain of the River Cherwell, south of Chipping Warden. At between 6 and 8 metres high, the viaduct will be supported by 20 pairs of concrete piers and from a distance will be largely hidden by existing hedgerows and woodland. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.